Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello, I'm Roy.
And I'm Dave.
And you're listening to The Hairy Rock Show
with special guest star Roy Wood.
Oh, rock on.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, that was Roy Wood with Ballpark Instant. Well, that's woke you up properly. That's rattled out your flannelette nighty. And it makes me moved. And it is my pleasure, my privilege and my honour to welcome an old mate, Roy Wood, to the Hairy Rock Show. He's standing in for Si today. Si is fine. He isn't ill again. He hasn't run off with a stripper from Birmingham. He's literally just having some time off. And Roy has very kindly offered to stand in. And I can't tell you how excited I am. Welcome, Roy.
Oh, well, thank you, Dave. It's great to be here. Fabulous. Thank you.
So when was Ballpark Incident? How long ago was that?
70s, early 70s. Slight story about that, because I'd left ELO a while before that, and then I wasn't going to do anything for some time, and I got a phone call saying, oh, there's a rock and roll show on at Wembley Stadium. There was Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry was on, Bill Haley was on.
It's like, not a bad bill,
yeah,
right?
He's brilliant. All the big ones, you know. And they said, do you want to be on it? And I went, oh, thank you very much. Put the phone down and forgot about the fact that I hadn't got a band, you know. So I had to get a band together pretty quick. And then by the time, after we'd done that show at Wembley Stadium, the same night, we had to go into the studio at Abbey Road. And that was the first backing track we started with Ballpark.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, it's brilliant. How many bands have you been in, Roy? Or how many bands have you had?
A few, yeah. Well, I suppose the memorable ones really would be The Move, ELO, yeah. Wizard, and I've had a few solo things on my own, kind of thing. And then just mucking about, really. I like mucking about.
What a way you've mucked about. You've mucked about with style, though. I mean, some of the most iconic songs, you know, in a rock fan's head. I mean, I love your stuff.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
And that was the Ramones. I want to be sedated. Have you ever been sedated and put down for a bit?
Don't know. Well, how much time you got? No, not really, no.
No, I haven't really.
I could do with it. I couldn't sleep very well last night. Dave, you have to come up with some concoction that I can mix together and, you know, some Hairy Bikers one that I can, it makes me sleep.
I haven't found cheese.
Apart from cheese. Makes you sleep?
Yeah, cheese. Lots of cheese and crackers.
I thought it keeps you awake, cheese.
No, I don't think so.
Keeps the mice awake in my ass.
Aye. But you know, the next record we're going to play, it's 10538 Overture, ELO. Yeah. And I remember, and I saw you, and it was in Barrow Civic Hall. Ooh. And they used to say, it's funny, they had this thing on our local radio in Cumbria, that it was an urban myth that ELO ever played in Barrow in Furness.
Really?
Well, they didn't, because I was there.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd know, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I did. It was my early gigs. How did 10538 Overture come about? And how did ELO come about, Roy?
Well, the thing is, when I was in The Move, when we were recording albums with The Move, I think the last album that we did needed, there were probably about two or three songs on it that needed strings on the tracks. And we got to, you probably heard of Tony Visconti, who produced David Bowie and all that. He's a good bloke. And he used to be an arranger then. He used to be a string writer. So he came in and did the strings for that. And I got sort of friendly with him, which was great. And then I was thinking, it got to a point where, you know, you've been doing it for long enough and you're getting a bit, you need a bit of a change. You've had enough of it, you know? And I was thinking, wouldn't it be great to actually form something with some orchestral people in, rather than putting an advert in the paper for like a guitarist or a bass player, how about like a cellist and a French horn player, you know? Because there must be young people around that want to do that. But it was a little bit more difficult than we thought, you know? We had to do, for the end of one of the contracts, I think, we're doing this this album. And it was mainly me and Jeff that did the album.
Yes, yeah.
And Jeff came along one day with a sort of half an idea for a song. And we put the track down, put the rhythm track down. The others went, I think Bev went home and Rick was played on that. He went home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just me and Jeff left in the studio to go wild. And, you know, we, in those days, we used to grab it with both hands and
go,
we'll have a go on that. And I bought this cheap Chinese cello that I'd been having a go at. I mean, I wasn't particularly a good cellist, but, you know, I was playing all these riffs. On it, like,
but it's like a
roll.
Cello riff, isn't it?
Like rock and roll riffs and that. And I was playing along with I was in the sound control room and just playing along with the track. And Jeff said, "Oh, it sounds all right, have a go." So went in and I recorded about 15 of them doing all this stuff. And that was the actual sound of the first ELO record, which was 105.3A. And Jeff hadn't got a title for it, we were working on bits and pieces for it. And we were in Phonogram Studios at the time, which is it's in Maida Vale. And we looked at the mixing desk.
Yeah.
And the actual serial number of the desk was 105.3. And we just put the 8 on the end. And that was it. Yeah, yeah.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
We've got an email from Roy.
Yeah, there's another email from Linda Baker. Hi, Sly and Dave. Could you please say a big hello to our 13-year-old daughter, Erica? She had a go at making a carrot cake from your first diet book, and it was fantastic. Yeah, I tried that. I ate too much of it. You see, my husband and I lost over 3 stone between us using your diet books. Right. And we were so impressed with your recipes that we bought the rest of your books, pies, curries, etc. So we have put most of our weight back on. So our wonderful daughter is trying to encourage us to get back on the track. She's a star. Thanks, guys. Lots of love, Linda.
Oh, Linda. You see, the master plan's working, Linda. Yeah. You know what
well
I mean?
Done, Erica. Get them back on the straight and narrow.
You see, we've got meat feasts out at the moment, and then we're working on another diet book for the spring.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's real life. What I do at home is I stick to my diet books when I'm at home. I'll cook for that for me and the family. But then the chocks are away when I'm going out. And I just keep an eye on it, really. But no, well done with that. But you sort of keep an eye on it, isn't
it? Yeah, you do. I mean, I suppose this is no excuse, but one problem I find is living on my own, you end up using leftovers out of the fridge and that, you know, which is not good, is it? End up doing student dinners that don't really go together.
Yeah, I think so. All right.
Cabbage and baked beans and all that.
Not wrong with baked beans. Superfood, you know.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Well, they cut the sugar down, yeah.
Isn't it fattening?
No, it's not. You see, when we did the diet, one of the things I learnt was about beans, is that half a can of beans is like 170 calories.
Yeah.
So if I would like pork and beans, slice of wholemeal toast, half a can of beans, and a couple of slices of lean boiled ham on top. So I effectively got my pork and beans for breakfast.
Yeah.
You're about 350 calories. You know, I think one of the things that inspired me was it was on a motorcycle magazine. We were on the bikes, and I had a Ducati, but it was a sports bike, like a real retro one. And I thought I looked magnificent.
Yeah.
And the journalist described me as looking like a pot-bellied pig that was trying to mount an antelope. And at that point, I knew something had to change, Roy.
Yeah, it's when you see the photographs in it, it's when it comes home to you.
Well, no, it never did me with the photographs, really. It was the cruelty of word that struck the gods. Mirror didn't worry me either.
Somebody took a thing on their iPhone of me singing with the Beach Boys a couple of months ago.
Aye.
It's Big Fat Roy and the Beach Boys, really is.
Yeah, but you're not. No, you're doing
I'll
well.
I'll give them a run for the money.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.